Ramsey TV.
Have you ever heard of the phrase, half the fun is getting there? Well, it's true, because when you finally arrive at your destination, it's a bit of a disappointment, isn't it? You love the anticipation, you love looking forward to something, and then the closer it gets, the more excited you get. This is Martin Zunder from the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a peninsula, which I like it. It's isolated. It's jutting out into the Atlantic Ocean. I consider Florida somewhat phallic. I always have. It looks like it's stretching out toward the equator. I'm not going to tell you what I think the equator is, but in that whole analogy, but I like it. I like it here. I mean, as well as I can like it anywhere. A lot of you are concerned about time. Strangely enough, you're not concerned so much about time now, because we can manage this. There's even a phrase that goes, manage your time. But what you're concerned about, oddly enough, I'm going to put your concerns at rest. I'm going to put your worries at ease. You're concerned about the future time, because it seems like some of you are panicking over the idea of eternity. It's like, it's too long. What are we going to do when we have eternity and we're not going to sleep? We're going to be conscious all the time. How can we deal with that? Well, let me tell you, the miracle is that you're dealing with time now. That's the miracle. But when we are changed, our lives post-resurrection, we are going to have an entirely new viewpoint of time. And it's going to be delicious. Okay, for one thing, eternity is nothing you have to worry about. Don't think that when we're snatched away, we're entering into eternity. When we're perfected, when we're made immortal, we're entering into eternity. That is not true. That is truly a scary thought. I don't want to enter into eternity. We're not going to. What are we entering into? Another eon. We're entering into something similar to what we've known, which is time. We're not escaping time at the resurrection. This is important to point out to you. But then the question comes, yes, but okay, it's a long time. Yes, it is a long time. But let me give you a fact concerning the most wonderful, beautiful, delicious aspect of our future appreciation of time and the way we will deal with time. And I'll do that by giving you simple examples of life here on Earth. Now, when you were a kid going to school, let me just speak for myself. When I was a kid going to school, I hated it. Pretty much every minute of it, except for recess and lunch. So obviously I anticipated Friday. Friday was the last day of the school week, and I was going to be going home. And Friday night, the television lineup was outstanding. When I was a kid, we had the Brady Bunch. No, we had the Partridge Family, followed by the Brady Bunch, followed by the Odd Couple, followed by Love American Style, which was a little racy. Not every kid was allowed to watch it. I was, because my parents were cool. But the anticipation of it was so sweet. And the best time was really Friday afternoon, when you looked at the clock at school and you saw the buses pulling up and you were like, yeah, this is it. All right? Freeze frame that. And of course, in our time, we end up going through the weekend. You watch the Partridge Family, you watch the Brady Bunch, you watch the Odd Couple. And if you were in my house, you watched Love American Style. But then you had to, quote, look forward, unquote, to Sunday, which was a sick day, very sick. Because Sunday afternoon, you had this horrible specter of Monday morning hanging over your head. Many of you have that now, of course. Although other people have the thank God it's Monday syndrome, that's another topic altogether. Maybe I'll get to that someday, but let's give another example. You're anticipating a Thanksgiving dinner, and you can't wait. Your mouth waters, you salivate thinking about eating Aunt Mary's pecan pie with whipped cream on top. Or you smell the turkey cooking. All your loved ones are going to be coming in, and the anticipation of that, the preparation, is better I will say this, yes, it's better than the fulfillment. Because isn't it strange? At Thanksgiving dinner, you usually starve yourself for the first part of the day, and then you stuff yourself, and then after you're done, you wonder, why the hell was I so excited about all this food? Because at that point, you're laying on the couch going, oh, that's where the Alka-Seltzer commercials come in. So that is the crushing aspect of our time here on Earth. You could say the same thing about sex. The best part about sex is right before, right? Everybody anticipates. It's the anticipation. And then afterwards, there's that kind of crashing back down to Earth, and you're dealing again with reality. What if God has a plan for us where the anticipation aspect, and we've tasted it, we know what it is, stays. It's a continual looking forward to something that is imminently great. Not that we're going to be robbed of the fulfillment, because we're not. But what specifically I'm getting at here is the idea that when we're raised, many of our loved ones are going to be in the grave. I'll take my parents for an example. Right, I'm not sure about my dad, whether he was a believer or unbeliever. The last day of his life, I really talked to him, could be a believer. My mom, okay, no. So I'm snatched away, and I know that I'm not going to see my mother for 1,000 years, because we know the dead do not rise until the 1,000 years are finished, the 1,000 years of the millennial kingdom of Israel. So in my humanity, I've thought, oh my God, that's going to be a long time. It doesn't seem so bad now because, you know, I could die any day. There's got to be a downside to that. But anyway, I could die any day. And at the best, or you might say at the worst, I would probably say at the worst, I live for several more years. And then it's not that bad. But when you think of being alive with your children, your parents, your siblings dead, and they're not going to see the light of day until the great white throne, you're tempted to think, why would I be happy? How could I get through 1,000 years of time? And yes, even when we are snatched away, members of the body of Christ among the celestials, we will still be aware of the passage of time. And yet, here is how our new appreciation of time is going to be. I know this because I can read what God has given us in this life, and I know that what He has given us is a foretaste. He's given us a little hint of it. Oh, Joseph, there you go. Joseph, his brothers sell him into slavery. He's in Egypt, becomes second in command, and his brothers show up for food, okay? As soon as that happens, he knows that the day is coming where he's going to reveal himself to them. And that is such a delicious thought. That he doesn't want to reach the climax right away. So he's going to engage in a little foreplay with his brothers. And so he torments them for 3 months, sends them back, of course, plants the cup in their sacks of grain, sends the guards after them, pretty much teaches them a lesson about never sell your brother into slavery again. That's very, very bad. But all the time he's anticipating, he's living every day with this gorgeous expectation of revealing himself to his brothers. But why rush it? Same thing with sex. Why rush it? Same thing with Thanksgiving or any meal. Why rush it? I was always taught that when you're at a restaurant or anywhere really, you eat one bite at a time. You put the food in your mouth, you put your utensil down, never gesture with your fork, never let me see any of you gesturing with your fork. Eat one bite, put the fork down, chew your food thoroughly, like this, watch the car cam. Don't talk with your mouth full. Savor every bite. The meal goes slowly. You don't stuff yourself. Why rush it? All right, there we are, snatched away. We're in the celestial realm. We're gonna see our loved ones. Why rush it? Because every single day is going to be a joyous thrill foreplay of knowing, this is the thing, knowing that they're coming out of the grave and you are going to see them and they are going to see you for what you are, and you are going to be instrumental in bringing them to a knowledge of God. And that thought is going to be so delicious and fill you with such warmth that were God to tell you that it's going to be another 1,000 years, 2,000 years before you see them, you're going to say, because of your new appreciation of time and this new continual looking forward, continual expectation, you're going to say, that's fine. Why rush it? Because it's going to be so good to contemplate. But the thing is, see, now our patience with the foreplay isn't that great. You can only take so much foreplay, and then you go, like, okay, let's consummate this action here. Same with Thanksgiving dinner. You can only take so much foreplay. You can only take so much of smelling Aunt Mary's pecan pie that you finally got to say, give me that pie. And then you go, bah, 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 you chow the pie, you gesture with your fork, you don't pause between bites, and then you go, why the hell was I so excited about this pie, right? There's the letdown. Here's the thing. In immortal bodies, in glorified bodies, there's not going to be any letdown. I've told you before that the reason our bodies have to be changed is because we cannot endure the pleasure that is coming our way. I'm tired of all this pseudo-holy talk about being in the Celestials. We're going to be so holy, and we're not going to think of self, or we're going to be so, I don't know what, giving all our clothes to the Salvation Army of this in the sky. What? No, it's good. We're going to be loaded down with pleasures that if we were to experience them today, we would burst. We couldn't contain it. So with a meal, you have to eventually eat. With sex, you have to eventually consummate. Joseph eventually revealed himself to his brothers. But what if we had a capacity where every moment is Friday afternoon? Every moment is Thanksgiving scents coming into your nose. Every moment is the excitement of foreplay. And it just goes on and on and on. And you don't begrudge a moment of it. In fact, you're happy for it to continue, because half the fun is getting there. But again, the fun is based on the knowing that the thing you are anticipating will happen. I mean, so many examples: going on vacation, packing, getting on the plane. The whole thing is ahead of you. See, you're so happy when you leave for vacation, because the whole thing is ahead of you, and you dread the opposite, driving back. The whole thing's behind you. You're looking forward to going back to work. That's because you cannot, in your current constitution, you cannot bear the pleasure of constantly anticipating it. But we are going to be constructed, or should I say, we're going to be reconstructed. We are already constituted to be able to endure this amazing, hardcore anticipation. Spiritual foreplay, if you want to call it that, knowing again that the consummation will arrive. And you might ask, well, Martin, even when the celestial consummation arrives, like when our parents and our loved ones, they're finally changed, and what then? Then we'll be disappointed, just like we are now. You're thinking too small. You're thinking that you're going to be then like you are now, but you're not. You're not. Because, what is it, Luke? What verse is it in Luke? Of his kingdom there shall be no consummation. Of his kingdom there will be no consummation. In other words, the things that the kingdom produced, the things that the crucifixion of Christ produced, will keep going. The kingdom is going to end, but what it produced is going to continue on and on. There will be new pleasures ahead, always ahead, always ahead. And that's going to be a good thing, because you always have something, as we would say, in this life. And this is where I say God gives us clues every day. I need something to look forward to more, and I gotta have something to look forward to. Life's just a drudgery. I know. That's why I know how great that is. I know how necessary it is. I know how great it is to have plans for the weekend, to be looking forward next week to vacation. I know how great that is. So that's how I know that that's a foretaste of what our lives are going to be in the eons to come, and what our experience is going to be in the eons to come. It's going to be one continual celestial session of delicious foreplay that will probably smell like hot pecan pie.